6:50 a.m. broadcasting live from our studios on Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee. Michelle Forman is in studio with us. Before we get to Michelle, got something going on here with the Tennessee Star Evening News Update. Daphne DeLauren is going to tell you about it.
Hey friends, good morning. Daphne DeLauren here, Chief Meteorologist for the Star News Network with a super exciting announcement. Starting Monday, June 20th, mark your calendar. You can go to TennesseeStar.com each weekday evening at 5 p.m. for the Tennessee Star Evening News Update. So exciting, where you can catch my full fresh forecast. And speaking of fresh forecasts, I'll have one for you starting on Tuesday at noon. Head on over to our YouTube channel and don't forget to click subscribe.
There you go, Daphne DeLauren. She's really great, isn't she, Michelle? She's been on other local news here for a bit. Been on hiatus, but now it's coming back. So we're excited about it. And then, you know, now we'll be competing against all the left-wing local news television stations. Yay. So tell us a little bit about the rest of your agenda, the issues that matter most to you, Michelle Forman.
One thing that is obviously in the news, and I want to follow up with some things that John Harris said. When we talk about gun violence, whether it be in schools, the Parkland shooting, Uvalde is what we're looking at last. We can go back to the Boston Marathon bombing, Sutherland Springs, 2017 Times Square attack. What we are not talking about and what Democrats are pushing, besides gun control, is they're pushing legalizing marijuana. Now, this is not the marijuana of 20 years ago, where you had about 5% THC. We're talking about 85 to 95% THC in these new methods of smoking.
That much?
Absolutely. It is a toxic.
I didn't know that.
Yes. These are toxic levels of THC. They are psychiatric and violence-inducing levels of.
And you for years, you were a psychiatric.
Absolutely.
Douche.
Absolutely. And this
you know
is
about
something
this
that we
stuff.
Know. Absolutely. But this isn't something that's being discussed. There is a direct correlation between violent psychotic behavior and sustained high-potency drug use. And if we're really interested in solving the gun violence problem, we're going to have to really look at the role of drugs, particularly marijuana, in causing the mass violence.
Yeah, I've heard that, and I think a lot of scientific evidence supports that. There were some reports that the shooter here in the Uvalde situation a couple weeks ago, Salvador Ramos, 18-year-old, who murdered 19 young children and two school teachers, there were reports that he had conflict with his mother and with his grandmother because they didn't want him to smoke marijuana as much as he did. Those reports are out there and in the press.
They are out there. And, you know, they themselves, the mother and the father, were drug users. And his grandfather was also served a prison term for drug trafficking.
So that's his grandfather.
That was his grandfather. Now, his toxicology report is not back, but I will be looking for that. And we should all look to that because that toxic level of THC, mm-hmm. Which is directly related to extreme violence and psychosis, that's not being it's not being reported. We're not hearing about it. We've got to.
So let's talk about that issue. There is the Lieutenant Governor of Pennsylvania, John Fetterman, who's kind of a Bernie Sanders lefty type. He looks like he's a world wrestling type guy.
Mm-hmm.
That guy, who's now the Democratic nominee for the U.S. Senate, his number one priority is to make marijuana legal.
That's so dangerous.
Yeah.
That is so dangerous. Again, we're not talking about the marijuana that was going around in the 70s or even 20 years ago, like I said. That was low-level THC. We're talking about toxic levels of THC.
Why are there such high levels of THC now in the marijuana that's been illegally used in around the country? What's happened?
Well, I would say what's coming across the border.
Ah.
And who's trying to kill Americans and mm-hmm. control? I mean, if you can't control your borders, you can't control the illegal drugs that are coming across that are being put into what we would consider normally harmless, naturally growing plants.
Mm-hmm.
What do we expect?
Now, this is relevant to an issue here in Tennessee. There are some folks in the Tennessee General Assembly who have been introducing legislation to legalize medical marijuana.
Right.
Give us some insight as to that kind of legislation and how that might be similar, different to the proposal simply to legalize marijuana, period, for everybody.
Again, I think we have to go back to the I don't think that people are really aware of what type of toxic level is causing the violence and the psychosis. Now, as far as medical marijuana is concerned, I think that if you are on hospice care, things of that nature, I certainly agree with that. And I know that medical marijuana in terms of oils and things like that have really done such a good job to control seizures and medical conditions.
But overall, legalization, totally different deal for
totally
the general
population.
Totally different
deal. Completely different situation.
What other agenda items would you be focused on as a state legislator? And remember, you know, you come in, there are 99, with 98 other members of the House.
Yes.
You, as a freshman, sort of at the bottom of the totem pole, right?
I bottom of the totem pole. It's come in, join the team, listen, learn. But one thing that we really are talking about and need to hone in on, focus in on, and we've got to do something very quickly, and that is with education. Mm-hmm. Davidson County and Shelby County have got we've got the worst results when it comes to our return on investment with our child's education. Our children are suffering, their parents are suffering, taxpayers are suffering. We've got to come in, and we've got to come in with a good plan.
1 minute.
And we've got to right the ship, because we're in trouble.
In big trouble.
We're in
there.
Trouble. Yeah.
Michelle Forman, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you,
Michael. Website, Michelle, MichelleForeman.com. Two L's.
Yes.
Michelle with two L's. And MichelleForeman.com, a candidate for the GOP nomination for the 59th District in the Tennessee State House of Representatives. Michelle, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. It's always great to be here.
And you'll come back again?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, I appreciate that very much. All right. Hey, after the news, we'll have at 7:15 the author of a book called The Boy Crisis. And then at 7:30, it will be Dr. K's Game Day Picks, brought to you by Action 24/7 on the web at action247.com. This is the Tennessee Star Report. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy.